Everybody have a mother or a laptop or something? And notes in Beitzer B'Sarameichem B'Shushet Tizgalgal. No one makes a tumult about this very first line in the Mishnah. Is a difficult line. What is the Issa we're talking about? The Raisa the Rabbanan. You have a, Rashi says, Kumkum Shal Choshes, that's all he tells us. You have a cup of samovar, right? And an egg is not hard to cook. I don't want to eat raw eggs, afraid of salmonella. So I put it somuch. I put it in, but somuch. The shrill that is galgal, that's the shear of the bishel of an egg, where it can roll. You're all familiar with that. You can spin a hard boiled egg, you can't spin a raw egg. Below Yavgena Busudorim, that's more complicated. If I have a cloth or something, a tray that's been heated, where was heated? Look at Rashi. Shehuchem Bechama. That opens up a whole beginning. A bishul b'chama is mutar. Mentioned when we were reviewing the Melechah Shabbos, Dud Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael is bishul b'chama, but it's not b'chama. It's bishul b'toldos b'chama, right? The sun heats up some pipes, right? And the pipes heat up the water, right? It's not the water is held directly in the sun. Water held directly in the sun would be mutter.
So practically, is the nature of the Isser of turning on hot water on Shabbos different in Eretz Yisrael where there's a Dud Shemesh?
That will be the shayla. If Dud Shemesh is looked upon as Bishul Bechama, then you can use the hot water on Shabbos.
Then you can't.
But if it's not considered to be Bishul Bechama, it's looked upon as Bishul Betoldos Hachama, then it's also Midrabanan.
But if it's Bishul Bechama, then
Mutar.
Okay.
So I mentioned it once or twice before. I can serve you a steak meal Shabbos afternoon, no problem. Fresh barbecue. If I use the sun.
Well, they have something.
And nowadays,
if you make a solar oven, would that be
mutter? Solar ovens now are available. Cost $2.50. They're nothing more than aluminum mirrors surrounding a receptacle, right? And the sun beats against the mirror. The mirror doesn't heat what's in the receptacle. The mirrors merely focus the sun rays on there. Perfectly mutter. You want to make a chidush, right? You offer a
jerky
Shabbos barbecue, right? The mahadran.
Why is there a gezerah by Toldos Shemesh to Toldos Eish?
Yeah.
Why is there a gezerah by that Toldos Shemesh is usher because you might come to do Toldos Eish, but there's no gezerah by Shemesh to Eish? Wouldn't that make sense to be the same thing?
You thank God for little blessings. The Rabbanan didn't get a hold of that one. Had they gotten a hold of it, it would have been but they missed that one.
So it would make sense to do it in the first one.
Yeah, it would seem like a nice good reason for a gezerah, right? As we'll soon see, right?
So how do we pass it today in Eretz Yisrael? How's Dud Shemesh
being? Most people hold, and correctly so, that it's Toldos Hachama. Toldos Hachama is also Midrabanan. It's not even directly the same. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Right. lo yat minena b'chol u'bobav d'rochim. You can't use the hot sand that's been heated in the sun. Because it is tzla, right? Because that is tolda sachama, and tolda sachama is also med rabotan. What's Rabbi Yosef's position? He was matir on Yavgena B'Sudorin, and most of maybe on Mecham also, we're not sure of that. But on Yavgena B'Sudorin, what's the difference? A cloth heated in the sunlight, or the sand heated in the sunlight, the chorus should be the same thing. Yet here, he doesn't say anything. Look, Rashi comments, right? Mother will explain why Rabbi Yosef isn't worried about that. But the interesting one is the next one. Right? Maseh also Anshei Tveria Veiviyu Silon Shel Tzona L'soch Amo Shel Chamin. And here, what's the difficulty here in Pshat? What was their motivation? What were they trying to do? You well know Tveria has thermal hot springs. I was there this July for the first time in many years. It allows me to question what the Gemara, what some people want to shot in the Gemara, as we'll see. What was their motivation? They took a pipe, and the pipe was put in the hot springs, and by turning on the water, the cold water was running through the pipe, I guess you told it slowly, then all Shabbos they could have hot water. There's another pshat, which I say I question because I was there just in July, that the Chamei Tveria are so unpleasant there for bathing that they wanted to dilute the Chamei Tveria. So the Iso they were doing was adding cold water to Chamei Tveria. And the cold water was being heated by being mixed with Chamei Tveria. Same as you would have Halacha Lamaisa, if you have some tea essence, right? You can't add the tea essence and then add the hot water because it's Iru Kli Rishon and you're heating up the essence. Same as drawing water from your hot water boiler, right? That the Isur is that let cold water in and the cold water gets heated by the hot water.
The Mei Tveria is not regular water. It's like the mineral water that smells bad?
Yeah, Mei Tveria is basically, I was just there just now, I'm telling you, I'm just in July, it's basically salty. I didn't get this sulfur spring. If you go to the spa in Ein Gedi, then you know you're getting close to the spa just by taking a deep breath. And you smell this hydrogen sulfide. Yeah. I didn't see Chamei Tveria that. Maybe I doubt it that they filter it out because people think it's a healthy thing.
But it's not drinkable, is it?
No. It's not potable water, no. What I'm perturbed is I don't think it's Yatzoledis. Yeah, I don't think a Chamei Tveria is really that hot. But I guess it may depend where you are. I can imagine that, I mean, Marshall, in Yellowstone Park, the hot springs are in the 90 degrees centigrade range. Remember, water boils at 100 degrees. So the hot springs that are right now one of the alternative energy sources that the people are making use of in those areas is to use the thermal hot water to heat up water that then goes to the houses to provide steam, provide heat in the house. So what happened here? If you think of using it on Shabbos, you should know that's chamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos. Therefore, asurin b'rechitzo b'shesil. So if the water in the cold water in the pipe is being heated by the chamin tveria, and you think you're going to have now a continuous source of coffee and tea, no, you're cooking on Shabbos. You cook on Shabbos, it's also to be nene for Amalecha Shabbos. In B'Yom Tov, where you're allowed to cook, then it's like chamin shuchmo B'Yom Tov. Therefore, asurim b'rechitza. You cannot use it for washing. But mutorim b'shusir. But you can drink it. Well, Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for food. You can cook for taking a shower. One of the things that's under attack nowadays, why can't you go ahead and take a hot shower on Yom Tov? Because you boil the water in the boiler. So what? You're allowed to boil water on Shabbos for Hanoas Haguf. The answer is not dover hashov v'lechol nefesh. Not everybody has to bathe every day. Therefore, we only matir ach hashey yochel l'chol nefesh v'ilavad yosel lechem l'kvot, he says, ach hashey yochel l'chol nefesh, that which is routine for everybody. But only a mafunuk, some fastidious individual, he must take a shower every morning. So what do you do b'zman hazeh where people take showers every morning? Does that change the halacha? That's a big battle going on. Some of the modern rabbonim are meikel on taking a shower on Yom Tov with that taina, that now it is dover hashov v'lechol nefesh. Halacha l'maaseh, it's hard to be matir there because the fact remains that dover hashov v'lechol nefesh is not measured in Washington Heights or in Borough Park or in Muncie. It's measured on a more universal scale. There are more people who don't shower every morning than people who do shower every morning.
If they're monitor smoking, then there always were more people who didn't smoke than people who smoked too. It's clearly within the society.
That's why smoking was not mutar on Yom Tov, was not dover hashov v'lechol nefesh. That was the taina. The Taz, if you see the Taz inside, the Taz says smoking is not shov v'lechol nefesh. What, they crazy? Don't they know that smoking aids digestion? It improves your breathing capacity. He has a whole bunch of wonderful recommendations for smoking. Because he was a smoker. It's addicted smoker. My father-in-law Zatzal used to tell that in this town there was always shortage of everything, but tobacco was a real luxury. And during the First World War, there was pretty much an embargo that nothing came in. So it says he had a neighbor, a 90-year-old man. One morning, he woke up early and saw the man on the roof of his house. In his town, they had thatched roofs. The people learned that in the thatching, there were some grasses that are smokable. And this 90-year-old man climbed on top of the roof to pick up those few grasses. Addicted, you're addicted.
We're going to say that if you only shower if it's the norm in the world to do that when Yom Tov comes out to be ready for Shabbos, when in that case we go through 3 days without it, would that qualify?
That's the time is in my own family we have some people who want to be makel. The halacha is not so. 3 days is yeah fine. After 3 days, you have a yontif more than 3 days. You have a good taina. We have that taina by avelus. The chitz is also for a novel tov shiva. So that taina is. Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah in Brachos, the Mishnah Amiel says, Rabbi Gamliel Brachos belayla rishona shemesa ishto. Omar istinis ano. He said, I'm fastidious. I'm a mufunuk. Yeah. So the taina is, after 3 days, everybody's a mufunuk. Therefore, I allow the avelim to shower after 3 days. Don't wait 7 days for washing.
So then why is it, we could say also by Yom Tov, the Rov are going to shower within 3 days.
Which Rov?
In general, the Rov of Kuli Alma is going to shower once every 3 days, no?
Not so.
No?
Not so. I mean, I did a little survey. There's a soil, for example, in Meir Shorim.
That's not Rov, is
they
it?
They go to Mikveh.
Oh, even better.
Right. Yeah.
So isn't mikveh also regular?
The problem is, after going to mikveh, you should take a shower.
Isn't mikveh also regular?
Because everybody goes to the same mikveh, yeah.
So what is the psak on that? Cold shower? Mechzeke rechitza?
Cold shower, no problem. You ought to take a cold shower.
But what about mechzeke rechitza?
No. Don't you make your own gzeles. You got a whole bunch of people in the Gemara making gzeles for you. They don't need your help. Cold shower is not a problem. The problem is that it's cold, that's all.
You can take a warm shower.
Those who learn to take a cold shower, no problem. You take a cold shower on Shabbos also. We're talking about using warm water. And warm water, if there was a gzera, was a gzera using warm water that was not cooked on Shabbos. Right? Gzera's mechatzos. That in the time when the business of having a bathhouse was a big business, like nowadays running a gym or running a swimming pool, and the owners of mechatzos were choshud. In order to satisfy their customers, they would turn up the fire a little bit. Right? Therefore, they asked for the hot water on Shabbos. Okay.
So you can take a cold shower on Shabbos.
I'm sorry?
So you said we can take a cold shower on Shabbos?
No problem. No problem. Cold shower you can take any time. Except Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. Again, Chacham said, you thought you had a real nice eitzah, how you can get hot water on Shabbos, right? No, it's not going to work, right? Because on Shabbos, we'll treat it, even though it's heated in Chametrelia, and then comes the next question, where does Chametrelia get its heat from? So that's a big machlokes in the Gemara, we'll soon see. The reason we ask it is because Chametrelia gets its heat from the fires of Gehenna. So it's told the sage. Okay.
Where does it get its heat from?
Huh?
Where does it get its heat from?
From Gehenna. Where else is it going to come?
But they say even on Shabbat the fires of Gehenna rest.
The heat in the earth mantle all the way down.
And that's probably from some sort of fire.
Why does God keep the fire going down there? It's, for those people who deserve a fireside sheet. Okay. Iboy Elohu. Mishnah is not too informative. Big question is, Dreisid Rabbanon, you tell me I can't take an egg and put it near my samovar, near my kumkum, right? That's a Dreisid, it's a way of cooking. Darkobakach, Derech, all these issues come in when dealing with an Isu Dreisid. Gilgumai, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Gilgul Chayev Chatos. to the Reise. Oma ma breda rabina, avana la matrina. Watch what he jumps to. Something we discussed in the big review over the Melechas Bishul. He compares it to washing a salty herring. You have to understand what the jump is. I mean, I ask you a question. I made a hard-boiled egg, right? Chayim Chatos? See, Chayim Chatos? He says, comes along, Ma'abri Levina says, yes, I know he's right, because look, we learned, Kol Shabor B'chamen Mifnei HaShabbos. Look at Rashi. Kol Meluach Shabor B'chamen Me'erav Shabbos. Any salty fish that we rinsed off with hot water before Shabbos. Chozlin v'shorin also v'chamen v'shabbos. You can then soak it further on Shabbos. Vein bo mishum tikun, sh'rei niskan kvar. Look how brilliantly Rashi throws in a new word. What kind of tikun shmikun? We're talking about bishul. Rashi didn't use the word bishul. I don't know how to classify. I take an egg and make it hard. Is that real bishul? Well, it doesn't have to be bishul. Does that take dovah shein royal achila and make it royal achila? Is that a dovah hamasakein? Is it a tikkun? He now is redefining bishul for you. What is bishul? To take something which was not royal and make it royal. That's why we have a big shayla. We'll pick that up in the egli tal. That's the next unit, the egli tal, I like to learn with you. And that is the isu of bishul dovah shenechal kamo shulchai. Is that a d'raisa d'rabon? As I told you last time, you go to a chasana, you can't find a dovah shein nechal kamo shulchai. Right? The sushi guy is telling you eat raw fish. Right? And then they come to the vegetable table, and you have half the vegetables that you never thought should be eaten raw, squash and string beans. I mean, things that we heard, yeah, raw radish, maybe a green pepper, red pepper. It can be eaten raw. You ever eat raw squash? Yeah, suddenly they cut into thin strips and everybody eats it. Yeah. Yeah, so squash eaten raw, string beans are raw. They're carrots, of course, are eaten raw. So therefore, dovah shenechal kamo shulchai, there's no isur d'raisa or bishul on it. Or is there? You like raw carrots. But I think if your mother makes a tzimis out of the raw carrots, she's accomplished something. So maybe if I'm going to measure it by Melechas Tikkun, not by a classic bishul, but with a concept of Tikkun, that's what Rashi threw in here. I take a salty herring, all I did was rinse it off with hot water. It didn't cook in there. You have to use hot water. Cold water is no shayla. Without heat, there's no shayla. So I'm talking about heat. Machlokes will see whether kli rishon or kli sheni. As long as it was hot, we called it bishul. Kol shabo v'cham pre shabbos shos v'cham shabbos. Right? The kol shabo v'cham pre shabbos. Right? Then Madichin also Bechamim B'Shabbos, you can wash it off on Shabbos. Why? You want to go ahead and rinse off your apples, your oranges, you want to rinse over hot water. Rinse over hot water. Nothing's going to happen. But if Chutz B'Ramaliach Yoshon B'Kulis Hispanim, but if you're dealing with old salty salt cod, as I thanked you last time, you don't see it anymore, but if you pass by a Goyisha fish store, you'll see it. Slabs of meat, of something, white something, covered with a crust of salt. Salt cut. You can't eat it that way. But once you rinse it off, I mentioned that to you, I think, last time, that salt cod is most likely the most widely eaten protein in the world. More people eat salt cod as their protein source than any other protein source. They don't have any other protein, but chicken and meat and so on. Salt cod is the gitter you're an emphasis, nothing happens to it. You can put it in your pocket and walk off with it, and decide a year later you like to eat something, you take it out, you throw it into a, rinse it off, throw it into a pot of water, and you have a fish stew. Why? Tell me a new halacha. So look at Rashi, plays around with the words. Rashi first introduced, right, this concept of tikkun. Pick up the Rashi again. Then goes madichin. Why? You can rinse it off, it doesn't accomplish too much. You can rinse it off with hot water, but you can't soak it in hot water. Because rinsing off with hot water doesn't accomplish anything. It's no meleches tikkun. Husmi dog meluach yoshon bud, this salt cod, this is a fish that they call tunina, right? Shadachoson zui gmar malachton. Me the call in Gemar Malocha, Gemar Malach the Shmameno Zeu Bishulo Vechayim. I call it Gemar Malocha. What Malocha are you talking about? I can't have a Gemar Malocha without a Malocha. It's the end of the Malocha. What's the beginning of the Malocha? The Malocha is Bishul, he says. So now we have a new Halocha of Bishul. Before we had a definition of Bishul, if you remember. I take something hard and make it soft. I make it soft and make it hard. In the case of putting the log into the oven to dry out. I take lead, right, and I melt the lead. I take something hard, I make it soft. Right? I take iron and I heat it in a fire and I dip it into cold water. And that's called annealing it. Because it wasn't hard enough by heating it, but dipping it in the cold water, and now the metal gets harder, so I took something soft and made it hard. That's how we define bishul all along. Now we have a new halacha of bishul. Not soft, hard, hard, soft, but royu and eno royu. That's the answer. So therefore, if I took the egg and put it, wherever I put it, near the kumkum, is no greater chidush than hot water. Hot water is off the fire completely. So near the fire and hot water from the fire, if hot water from the fire can make an act of bishul, therefore the heat emanating from the coffee pot can also make bishul. I'm not judging it now by the classic way of how they did it in Mishkan. That's the chidush here. Why? Because the kavona is the same, the uvdu is the same, and the totso is the same. Then it's like it was a melechas hamishkan. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's been a long road.
Everybody, when I come into class, the first thing they ask me is, which medical school did he pick?
I don't know. I don't find out until March.
Yeah, which one did you get so far?
A long list.
Yeah?
A long list. I don't find out acceptances for some of them until March, but I've been interviewing all over the Eastern
okay.
Seaboard.
That's not an excuse for not coming to Shia.
That's true.
Okay. Right.
That's true.
To begin, finish off. It says Lo Yavkeinu B'Sudorin, and that's why I'm telling someone else. Right, you cannot crack an egg every now and then, in August time, when there's we have a heat wave, someone will get his picture in the papers for cracking an egg on the steps of the courthouse. Show that the egg can fry on the marble steps. Thank the Gemara. Ba'od etzanan nosin tavshel l'soch habo b'shvil she'yishomo. You can put cold water into the bowl where it warms up. V'samayim hayofim b'roim b'shvil she'yisananu. I have water that's not drinkable, and I have water that is drinkable, but it's warm. Right? I want to cool it off. If the bad water is cool, I can take a bottle and stick it in the cold water, no problem. Besatzonon b'chaman, all that is obvious, that comes in point. Or I can take cold and put it in the sunlight. B'shul she'yechamu. Right? Is that what Rabbi Yossi is saying? Rabbi Yossi went ahead and argued on the case of the hot cloth, where you fry the egg on the hot cloth. Rabbi Yossi was matir, right? This must be Rabbi Yossi, the low Rabbonon. Because Rabbonon said, if you crack an egg on a hot cloth, you chayev. And Rav Nachman, no, he got the story wrong. Bichamo to amel or pri yidisholi. If you're doing it directly in the sunlight is a source of heat, everybody holds its mutter on Shabbos. I told you, halachically, you can run a barbecue on Shabbos if you have the solar cookers that concentrate the heat, because the heat is not coming from the solar cooker. It's just mirrors that focus the heat on a central receptacle, and you can get things done there. Betolus all, if I have something like the sand at the beach that is heated by the sun, but not the sun directly, the source of heat. Sun heats the sand. Sand heats my food. Kolama la prigi dioso. Ki prigi betolus hachamo. I'm sorry, we told us all kulamalo pligi doso. The use of something that was heated in the fire, and I'm not using the fire directly. So I go ahead and I have something that's heated in the fire, and I use that to heat up something else. Remember the story of Yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen Gadol had to jump in and out of the mikveh 5 times. And if he was a mufunuk, and the Mei HaShiloach there is not Mei Tveria, it's cold water. If people have ever been, if you walk through the Mei HaShiloach there, so they, the mikveh that they were from the Mei HaShiloach, they had balls of iron which were heated, and they were thrown into the mikveh to take the chill out of the water for the Kohen Gadol. Right. Told us, O Kolamalo Pligi Doso, Mid Rabbonon. Ki Pligi betoldos Hachamo. The cloth heated in the sun, and I crack an egg on it, that's not heating in the sun, but it's heating in something that was heated from the sun. Therefore, that's the Shaila, is told us, that's the Machlokis. So Rabbanan held that there's a Gzeira, they made a Gzeira, told us all, since you don't know, when a thing is hot, you don't know what the source was, how did it get hot, from the sun or from a fire? Therefore, they asked it. And Rabbi Yossi held that it was mutter. Malsova lo gazrinan.
the iron balls that they put in for the Kohen Gadol, isn't that Toldat Ha'or? Isn't that Toldat Ha'or?
That's Toldat Ha'or. Right.
So how is that permissible?
Because it was not, I hope, it was not Yad Soledes, so they got to, the water that they heated up didn't go any place. It didn't go to any point of tikkun. Right? Didn't get hot enough to be good for tea. It wasn't good enough, therefore.
Okay.
I told you, see, people don't know. I told you that as well with the Shai Tzedek project, the Shaila was how you can provide hot water. So what was the Eitzah? To have a heater that doesn't heat to Yad Soledes. Have a thermostatic controlled heater that will never get to Yad Soledes, and then it's almost mutar. Nothing is mutar, right? Not in Yerushalayim, not in Bnei Brak, but close. Okay. It says, Lo yad binena b'chol. You can't use hot sand heated by the sun. V'liv fugnam Rabbi Yossi b'ho. Rabbi Yossi argued about the handkerchief, the sudo that was heated in the sun. Why doesn't he also say, if you're not gozel, told us hachama, then the sand is also told us hachama. That also should be mutar. Here you see Takonas Chacham. I told you, nothing is as interesting as trying to creep into the mind of the Chacham when they make Zeres or not. See, there's always there was a method to their madness. It wasn't summer good. Right? Radresi Omar, Mipnei Shemezes Opo Mimakomo. Right? I skipped, I'm sorry. Rabbi Omar, Zeres Shemayatim Beremetz. It looks too much like ashes. That's a normal member. We asked there hatmona, right? Bedovo she'ena mosiv hevel. Gzeiro shema yatmin bedovo hamosiv hevel. What's the hamosiv hevel? Remez. And what's the isur using remez? Gzeiro shema yichate. Right. That was that double level gzeira. Mainly. When Rabbana make takonis, it's how it appears to people. Take hot sand, hot ashes, the same thing. But hot ashes I can soak up by the over al havora. And cold and hot sand I can't do anything to make it any hotter. Right? Nevertheless, it looks alike. Therefore Rabbana answered it. So there he wouldn't argue. That's a good time reason for takona. But you see Omar, there's another reason, right? Mipnei Shemez is off of Mimkoma. We got to dig a hole. Right? Let me have sand. I'm not putting it on the sand. I want to cover my bottle with the sand to heat it up. Right? So that's why. So sometimes you'll find loose sand, a loose pile of sand, and you stick it in fine. Sometimes you have to dig up the sand. Therefore, they ask that if you allow the people to use hot sand on Shabbos, we're afraid some people will be over on the Isur of Chafira, of Choresh, of Osa Guma, of Chofer Guma. May binayo, igbdayo, ofer tichuach, chilik will be, right? If there is a loose, like the play sand that children play with, where it doesn't make a guma. If I made a guma, it would collapse by itself. It's free-flowing sand. Therefore, there's no chash of a guma, right? If the chash because of guma and here or not, it doesn't follow. It could be chash of a guma and here not, but they make a gzeil anyway. Gzeil oto guma. But no, it didn't say that. Therefore, the Mano who says the Isur is Guma, if indeed it was loose sand, which doesn't make a Guma, indeed it would be Mutar. If, however, you hold that the Tam is Gzeir Hashemah Yatmen Beremetz, then it makes no difference whether it's loose sand or not loose sand.
Before we were saying that Hatmana Shein Mosif Hevel has to do with boiling.
What?
before we were saying that Tamana Shana Mosa Pev has to do with boiling, right? That you're going to come, if we would allow the second step, you're going to come to do the first step. So why are we saying now this double thing that we're afraid of Hatzmana Shana Mosa Pevel because of Shema Yapin Remitz, and that's because Shana Mosa Pevel, what?
I told you it's really intriguing exercise to creep into. If you were there sitting in the Rabbonim, how you would handle it? He is starting off with son. He's starting off with Heter. Nothing wrong, guys. He's not even close to Isur Shabbos. The only source of heat is the sunlight. Sunlight is kosher heat. There, if I got to start from zero to make it, in the other cases, I'm dealing with Toldos Hachama. I'm dealing with Bishul. Therefore, it's easy to make him Zera. He didn't want to layer Xera upon Xera. See at what point they began. They began at a point of Heter. They should have stayed out of the whole the whole deal. There's no reason to make any chumras here. He's eating only with sun. The sun is not a source of heat, period. Not a halachic heat. It's a kosher heat, cold sunlight. Right. That's the chilik. In one case, he's dealing with an isur potential. He's dealing with not an isur potential. Everything it ends up is Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Rabbanan. You start off with sunlight, whether it's told us Hachama or Hachama, as far as Kodesh Baruch Hu is concerned, he didn't answer that.
I see Tos was asked by Rabbi Yossi that for his reasoning of mazes up from Makomo.
So what?
By the mazes up from Makomo, right. Rabbi Yossi's reason that it isn't in the Malach Hashanah Shiach of the Gluchos to Shreem Hatha, right?
That's another problem.
Right, but I'm saying that even that I'm saying on Tosos answer that it must be that he needs the whole also.
What?
That he must be that he needs the whole also. But why would he ever need the whole? It's clearly Lashon saying that he just needs the dirt.
Say
that again. I think when Tosos gives an answer, right?
Yeah. This goes off now into the big sugi of Lochus and Sichel Gufo, where the Rambam, I told you, hold the Baskon is also, and never held the smooth. Yeah. So, yes, again, it's another level of Gzeira, meaning, what are you afraid? Shema Yachbo. Maybe he'll beg a Guma. If he makes a Guma, it's also the Rabbana. He doesn't want the hole, he doesn't need the hole. Right? He needs the sand. Hachofa guma itself elaliyapwa. Means I don't want the hole, I want the sand to cover the egg. So he says, no, maybe it means he wants the guma to put the egg in the guma, and that's how he's going to do it. He's going to heat the egg by putting in the guma.
Right, but that doesn't seem like, I'm just saying that just doesn't seem what he's saying at all. It's amazing how he's moving the offer.
Oh, that's.
I'm saying it's a strat.
No. It's amazing the offer means. He has to remove sand.
Right.
Whether he sticks the egg in it or puts the sand on top of the egg, that's a chilek, whether it's tzricha leguf or not. Masri. Shipping the Omer, the Galgil and Beitzer are Gabi Gago Seach. The Megalgil and Beitzer are Gabi Sidro Seach. I can roll the egg. I go outside on my porch, right, and the sun's been beating down, right, on my deck, and I roll the egg. When I just roll the egg, it means I leave it there until the egg can be rolled, right? Vei megalgalin beitzer al gabei sidro seach, right? But not sidro seach. Okay. Here you have to have a little bit of chemistry. Sid is lime. It's made by cooking, heating calcium carbonate, chalk from the chalk cliffs. And that's how they make the Sid. Right? That Sid is really calcium hydroxide. You add water to it and it gets hot. An exothermic reaction. Chazal knew all that. They consider that to be toldos hachamo. Right. I'm sorry. They killed that as toldos ha'or because Sadrov had a heat to calcium carbonate in the kiln, right, to make the calcium hydroxide. Therefore, it's toldos ha'or. Right? Whereas my rooftop is toldos hachama. Is it? The galgam beitz agabe gagoseach, right? Then galgam beitz agabe suoseach. So bishul mando magzeiru shem yapne berebetz. You can tine leker lemigzar. I won't make zeiru here. Why? Because I'm not doing anything. I'm not matmin anything. I'm putting it out on a hard surface of my rooftop or my porch top, my deck, right? So there's no action, right, that could be possibly lead to Shem or Yatmin Beremetz. I'm not making any hatmona whatsoever. Ella mandam abdesha mezovim komo, right? You're afraid you'll dig a hole. And the question is hard to understand why he didn't see the answer, right? Why don't you say the same gzeira also? If it's Shema, Meise Obim Komo, right? Ligzo, and Moa Samgag Lesboy Alpha. All right. Yeah, just to help it out a little bit, right? You can go ahead. You have a roof. There's a need for the roof to be able to provide you with the protection that you want. Namely, water shouldn't come into your house. Yeah. So they thatch roofs. They can take vegetation and make a tight screen-like, what I call it, basket weave kind of thing to make a layer upon layer, and it becomes waterproof. But they also can take on a rooftop, we pour tar on a rooftop to make it waterproof. But you can also go ahead and on the roof, since it's cracks in it, the way the roof is built, I can put a layer of sand over it, and that will prevent it from letting the water in. Since, as he says, that was the Havamina. Therefore, on a rooftop, it's possible to talk about mazes as a offer, or making a guma. So he answers, no, it's not true. Stam gag lesbe offer. Yeah, I can imagine there are rooftops that have offer, but not the usual. Sand is not usually used as a means of waterproofing the roof. Therefore, they didn't make the xeda. Therefore, he said, so on the rooftop, you can go ahead and make use of the toldos hachama because there's nothing that could possibly lead this individual to think that he could be mezes es ha'ofo. And mezes es ha'ofo is either because of guma or because it's merze. It'll lead him into using remets, into using toldos ha'or. Nevertheless, we have two svaras here. Why the Rabbanon made a gzeira on toldos hachama? either because Shema Yatman Beremetz, right? Or Shema, maybe he'll make a Guma. Well, what about this case that the Mishnah records? Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah. Maiseh also anshei Tveria, ve'viu silon shel tzono lesoch hama shel chamin. And the Rabbanan asked it. Why the Rabbanan asked it? I can see the connection. I buried my cold water in the hot water, right? I bury my food, my egg, into the ashes. So there's a dimyon. Hainu the damyil atmona. It resembles atmona. Amatmin the water in water. Elal mandam abneisha meizovim komo. How did you possibly think to asa the what the people tell you did? You, it's too far fetched. You there's no dimyon to what they did. They're dealing with water. You're afraid they're going to move the earth. No rabbanan wouldn't jump, make a gzera on that basis. Like you already know, he does it in water. This guy could do it in sand, etc., etc. Therefore, we'll asa the water. No, that's already right. Gzera. We're not going to do that. So from here we can bring a raya that the Isur is Shema Yatmin Beremetz, right? Not because of Mazes offer. Listen to this answer. Mi Sabrit Maisit Velya Asepekoi, Arechekoi. In case of the Anshei Tveria, goes on the first case, the Machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbonon of Amagalvin the Beitzor in the Toldos Hachamo. Well, Rabbi Yossi was Matir. He said, "Lo yafkehen b'sudorin. You can't use Tolda Sachamo to cook your egg." Rabbi Yossi Matir. Then Hochi Kama le Rabban Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanan are bringing the case of Anshei Tveria, which was so called Halacha Psuka. That was Paskin, that's Halacha. To resolve their dispute with Rabbi Yossi. How? So Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yossi, "Hamaisa Anshei Tveria is dealing with Toldos Chamahu, the Asru LeRabbanan." That's a well-known case where, you know, in other words, made the newspapers, that Rabbanan asked this bright idea that the Chamei Tveria people thought of putting a cold water pipe leading into the Chamei Tveria and out again, so they can have hot water on Shabbos. And Rabbanan said, no go. Why? Because Toldos Hachama is also. So how can you, Rabbi Yossi, say Toldos Hachama is buto? You said, Yafgena b'sudorim. No, nothing wrong with frying an egg on the handkerchief that they put out of the sun. Amalahu. So Rabbi Yossi answered them, "No raya. I'm talking about Toldos Hachama, the sudol that was heated in the sun. You talk about Chamei Tveria. Chamei Tveria was heated in the fire. That's why they asked. Toldos Hachama is mutu." But no one asked, no one Zmata told us, who told us, the Chalfe Yapischa de Gehenem. Chamei Tveria got his heat by going near at the openings where Kodesh Baruch Hu stokes the fire for Gehenim. So therefore, it's told us, oh, that told us a Chava. Amar Rav Chisda. Mimaiseh she'osu anshei Tveria. I thought I wanted to cover this because this is pretty much what we're talking about now. Mimaiseh she'osu anshei Tveria. Right? Then v'aschelu rabbanan. Then botla hatmona bedover hamosef hevel v'afilim ibojom. See how we jump back to our sugi we were talking about now on the crock pot. From here we see that you can't make hatmana on a dover hamosif hevel. It's a unique kind of halacha. I can cook it on Friday. I can't make hatmana on Friday. It doesn't make sense almost. But from the case of Chametz Tveria, they did it on Friday. And they made hatmana Bedover Hamosif Hevel. Right? That's why it's also. From here I know that Hatmona Bedover Hamosif Hevel is also, even when you do it Bechol, you do it on Friday, not on Shabbos. Again, Mimase Shosu Anshi Tveria V'yasru L'Rabbonon, then Botlo Hatmona Bedover Hamosif Hevel V'afil Mujom, then you cannot allow Botlo Hatmona, means you wipe that out as a possibility. You cannot prepare your food on Shabbos. I'm sorry, prepare your food for Shabbos by making hatmona on Friday, bedover hamosef hevel, by surrounding it with remitz, with hot ashes, or amarule, halocha kanti tveria. What does he say? You making zeros? I pass like Anshei Tveria. They know what they're doing. Anshei Tveria weren't nobodies. They paskin. It's okay. They went ahead and put the cold pipe to the Anshei Tveria. They said that's a good way. Came on the Rabbon and Nasud. So you got a machlokis Anshei Tveria and the Rabbon. Anshei Tveria weren't nobodies. They were also Tamini Chacham. Listen to this. Amar Rav Nachman said to him, "Kvar tabrinu anshei Tveria lesunayim." They gave in. They had charot. When the Rabbanan asked, they could have taken a stance that you asked, so we matter. We independent poskim, no thought control. No Talibanization of Judaism, right? So Kavla Machen says, you should know that the Anshei Tveria succumbed to the Takonas Rachamim. They broke the pipe already. And they removed that pipe. They accepted the Gzeira Rabbanan.
Why is the pipe an issue of Atmana?
Sorry?
Why is the pipe an issue of Atmana? Why would you even think it's atzmana? It seems like it's cooking.
Because I'm not cooking. I'm matmin. I do it on Friday. They put up the pipe. They didn't do the piping. The plumbers didn't work on Shabbos. They worked on Friday, and they put the pipe in. And what they do? They took the pipe, and they. They took the water in the pipe, the water in a pot, right? And they cooked the water on Friday. And they surrounded the pipe, right, with hot water. That's hatmona. The pipe going through the Chametz Tveria was mutmon in the Chametz Tveria. One to the Isur Chisi. I want to stop over here. Let's stop at this point. Okay, let's see if we can make, we have a few minutes, and then we'll go back now to, it's not out today. Now let's start the crock pot. All we did this morning, those who weren't here, was to review the Shulchan Aruch on it, right? Let's see where, what's bothering them. Okay, can we start, just see if we can get the, at least the first page done. Cover this first part, let's say quickly. Nechgah Roshonim Him Hatmono Bemixas. You have the. Get one of these things. I must have another one. I may have another one then. We got this Kol Yerushalayim thing?
Yeah.
Huh?
I didn't get this.
Never got that either. Let's see, we have that there. No, I don't have the whole thing. That doesn't have yet. No, I got to get more. Got to find something else. We should have something else yet. Put that over there. We had one for everybody, I made. Let's see if we can find something yet. I think some people, when we started, didn't have it, and then it took seconds. No, I don't have that. I'm sorry, we'll have to make another one for you. Okay. Look it with somebody. I thought we had one this morning.
What, the Mishnah Berurah?
Huh?
The Igros?
Yes, an extra one?
No, this is the one I have.
Yours. Look what he refers to, Hatmono Bemixas. Why? Because the bottom is not covered. But that's called Isu Hatmono. So he quotes, he says, Rabbi Hananel, Ramban, Rajbo, consider Hatmono. Lochain, Afbo Panim Shemut Terashi here. I can go ahead and be Matashia, right? If it's Mavushu called Soko, Varalo, but actually the Shulchan Aruch gives a better answer. I did everything that you're supposed to do. I made Gorov for Kotum. Not Gorov, I know, but I made Kotum. I poured on some Nitzotzo Shopishton, and they got consumed. Now I have the coals are visible, but I'm okay for Shia. I did what the Chacham told me to do. Mikol Mokom now also Lanir came about Yom Medin Atmona, the most of Hebel. But maybe Shia will be Mutter because Atmona is also. So right away you have a Kasha, but the Gemara said, I can make Shia by putting some ashes on there, by putting a blech on there, or by putting on anything, even though what I put on, sawdust, and it will be consumed. So now I have naked coals, and I put my pot on there. Well, it didn't introduce Hatmana. We're introducing Hatmana for some reason. Why didn't introduce Hatmana? Because it's not Hatmana. Hatmana means you got to cover the whole thing up with a blanket. And since it's not covered on the bottom, certainly standing on the coals, it was not Hatmana. Nevertheless, right, he quotes, he's showing him a hole. There's also Raniya Kimbojom, he did not smona bemosif hebel. The whole heter, shea, rak, shakdere, mitarte, ainer gas begholen. Elemonachas agabekisu chobazel chdome. Again, I mean, don't understand what the Rishonim is saying. I didn't see. I saw the Ramban. I didn't see the Rashbo. But I know what he's talking about. And if I have a tripod, it's not Mosav Hevel. I have coals, and I have a tripod, and my pot's on the tripod, and I cover the whole thing up. I'm still Dovah Mosav Hevel. The tripod didn't make it not Mosav Hevel. The tripod can make it what? Into no Yisach Hazorah, some kind of Amerzik Mavashel, but here I'm whatever I'm doing the Hatmana because I put the blanket around the top and the sides. Now I don't have to put it down on the bottom because it's a Dover Hamos of Hevel, and not only do I can't put it down there, worse than that, it asks me from doing that. Then you can't make Shia. How can you make Shia then? Only, he says, if it's removed. But that won't solve anything. If you tell me that Hatmana Bedova Hamos of Hevel is also, why isn't Hatmana Bedova Hevel with a tripod? So what if I have it's on a piece of metal? But that's Hatoisus Trumod, that's perfectly kosher. Avshak terem et ater negabe kholim hol vi magula agabe ha'esh v'sholet bo avira einzu hatmona ela kishiyah hu choshev, which is the way we have to pass on the crackpot. Classic case of shiyah, nothing, no problem. V'nechlegu b'dovah ha'machaba v'aramo. Right? That's what we learned this morning. The Beshulchan Aruch Kosov Lachma Bezeh Dein Heta Shoye Rak Kesheb Mitachter Eino Nogaz Begecholim Vam Aruch Kosov Shaminig Lohokel The Kol Shagdere Megula Milmala Ein Zu Hatmono. I'll grant you that the bottom maybe can't cover the bottom because of the coals are there. Alright, that one maybe still be called Hatmono. But it's open on top. If it's open on top, there is no see the kol shagdele megula milmala ain't zu hatmona. So just before you begin even any kind of halachic analysis, where's the hatmona situation? In our crockpot, we don't cover it, the top. The top has a cover, but as you read in the Eagles this morning, and as the Shulchan Aruch says, a cover of the pot is not called hatmona, because the cover of the pot is there, so flies shouldn't fall in, so dust shouldn't come in. It is not there to insulate anything. Therefore, since it's part of the structure of the container, it's not looked upon as hatmona. That's what the Ramah says. Therefore, it's mutter according to the Ramah. And we pascha like the Ramah. That's why it's also strange. If you meet that according to Ramah, it's mutter. Why did they make a tumu in Eretz Yisrael on the crockpot? We follow the Ramah shita. Well, some chumra that they're looking for. Bechazoinish. Hikshal Aramor. Right. Simulation Zaimavu, Dromikat Mona Elamel Malo. Look and see of Nilo Hokil. But Thomas Emmoud, Shane Los Zecher, the simulation Zion. The Shom Mairi, Ab Shane Tarter no Gaz, we call him also the Mirsim El Malo. לכן כוסב שמוקם להוקר רק הפי התויסו בשב רשבם שדין עצמונו כשיר מוטר בושוק מחמנסוי. Not true what the finish says. שאין כן דס רוב הפוסקים. What is he saying? If this is a cover on upon the top, right? Even though that's what I said. I said it's just not there what they say. Look, if you look at Rachel Zion. Hard to figure out what's the source for what he says there. Say it again. Just not in the text. There's no way to squeeze that pshat into the shulchan aruch, into the ramor. Omnom is again nira kavonas haramor mashe kosav shom hatur gabi hamenichem bechafira itzel mokom eish. Umechasen also zelo choshev atmono. Why? Because there's nothing covering the bottom. He puts it in an excavation, right? And even though he covers it, it's not called hatmona. Right? The yesh lechalek. The other ask hatmona, but don't also have a mishum gzeira shenyat beremetz. Sheremetz nogeya b'gdei nosoviv. Avo betano v'chein b'chapiro sheishar v'chavei v'natmona osa gzeira lo domen l'hatmona. הרי דלו חושב התמונו רק דום יד רמז סביב הסגדרה. Good, that's what we're saying, but if it's not, if it's separated in any way, there's avir, then it's not called התמונו. It's not called התמונו if there's no cover on top. It's not called התמונו if there's a space separating from the sides. Good. That's the sheet. I don't know how more, I think everybody holds that way. find find this. Now we're going to make much progress here on this one. Think of this one thing is a pitch. That's all I will do on this thing. It's too disturbing. It's just not right. I mean, what I say just absolutely not related to anything you can find in the Shulchan Aruch. Look, I'm on Dav Kuf Mem, on what Rabbi Yosef wrote. That is one of this is Kuf Mem. Veishiv Agom Rabbi Yosef Shlita Shebemez Royu Locho Sheish Pekach Moshem Atmona. Listen to this thing. Also, no basis in halacha of what they're saying. The taimo, they say, was Rav Yosef's reasoning why you should be machmir. Api and iskaleil de l'pri begodim, apelo kisu kol shemechusa kulu also. If it's all wrapped up, even though nothing on top, it's also called atmana. I the pri begodim. No one holds like a pri begodim. Biafla Chayodom Umishnabura the Tzor Kisu Belamala without a cover on top as I call Atmana Arekan Ancient Chelik Messiah Megulam is Bitsido. What does that mean? But there's nothing that from the side that's not covered. Everything on the side is covered. So is that covered on top? They both say you need cover on top. Right. So he wants to learn. I mean, it's just plain arbitrary. What he wants to learn is if it's covered, and it's a little bit higher than the food that you're covering, that's already covered on top. You follow that logic? Oh, you got it. In other words, if I have this thing, this is my pot, and I put around it something that's a little higher, then it's covered on top. Right? On top of the pot, there's a cover. Not covered on top, there's a cover on top. Hey, no, Mama, looking to try to find a chumrah. Nevertheless, what's his eitzah? I gave the eitzah about putting in the stones on the bottom. Ach, l'sheiloseinu shuvim yesh heto lagbi amatis asir, shikulu shaku v'tom v'sir achitzom. Right? Says, Yesh Eitzel, jump down, Yesh Eitzel, like Bihu Me'at, You can't put an aluminum foil on the bottom to raise the bottom up, so there shouldn't be anything higher than the pot that's cooking, that the pot in which you're cooking the food should be higher than the surrounding pot, right? The kli asma choshuv, because the aluminum foil put on the bottom will be considered to be like a kli. What's this? Again, the logic, it's a piece of aluminum foil, I rub it up, right? I crumple it up, and I put it on the bottom, I put the pot on top of it. Now, what do I have? I have an aluminum plate. So this crushed aluminum foil can serve as a serving plate. And who thinks that way? Therefore, you shouldn't use that, but what should you do? But you could go ahead and put in, right? So if you put a few pebbles in and you raise the inner pot so that it's a little bit above the there's no outer pot over the pot, right? So it's not a little mala. According to that Shita Prima Godem, that's called milmala, right? Look at the last paragraph. Shemati mimenu, Shemati mibno, Raboch, as Raboch Harobach, one of his sons, Shekashoma, Sharabenu, the Elyoshev, Shoma Rabenu, Shehora, Rabenu, Shahitza like boss hakdeira meat so tikula mechus bekli. Bikish this show is shroach. So Rav Auerbach sent a request, sent a shaila to Rav Yosef. Him ledaito, according to his opinion, will he also agree? Yes, bekach, right? Eta gam leshir. Right? What does that mean? On the last page, there. That by putting some pebbles in, right, now you can already, that's an eitzah for Shia also, meaning by putting the pebbles in, you went ahead and made like Gogo for Koto. There. Achlo hispiko lisho b'chayav lodiyo ki b'toch kach nishba aron ha'lokim v'nilkach v'itono rabedu. But after his death, they asked Rav Yosef, what about, is that like going over Kota by putting some pebbles in? And he answered, no. Right? It's a Shareen Khan Ketimo, that's not called Kotum. Meno Mutu Rav Api Atanai Chekosa Ramor, She Imabushu B'macha B'dusoi. Right? Ola Machmirim, they're. It is. This is the kind of stuff. Because of Shehita Harama, what's you there, right here? Whoever it was, Shehita Harama, Rak Begeder Hanachlem Yisrael. You hear what that is? When the war said it's Mutter, the war clearly says that there's no Shail is not covered on top. That's because the Jews are doing it anyway. So that's the Hanachlam Yisrael Shoshogim Royim Muzidim. Let them do it, Shoshogim. Don't tell them it's also, because they won't listen to you. Bachazaynish, he said, no, Ramon was Matil, she hit Ramon together, Locha Psuka. She racked together, Emoch, Umutel Hashoski. Okay? Now that's important. So the Chzainish, right, said that if the bushel called Tzolkot, where we do it, we put up the chold early enough so that by Shabbos, bushel called Tzolkot, then you can be matel the crock pot as it is without doing anything more to it. But he said, Miu yesh ofon shel ketima. You could make kotum, so that's kosher l'chol adeyes. And in sinus yor kesef over the kofu b'tzidi hasil, shemai ksasas achom amashpia lagdelo. If I'll go ahead, I'll surround the inner pot with the heavy aluminum foil, that will reduce the heat. So that's going for kotum, that makes kotum. And once you make kotum, I don't worry about hatmana. Kol zeh b'shiyah, av chazor nirat lomo k'tum edesir zeh, right, the kol ha'poch ha'zina k'kupoch. Okay. It's wild, plain wild, no basis whatsoever for it. So, our tanul is called a kiro, but the crock pot is called a kupoch. What was driving them? Nobody knows. But as far as I know, in America, it didn't take root. No one is worried about it. You know, it's all the many people stopped using crock pots. They switched to the platter, which has a bigger problem.
What's the platter?
Huh?
What did they switch to?
To the hot plate.
Oh, that
the platter.
They don't have crock pots?
Huh?
No crock pots at all? No crock pots?
No crock pots.
Really?
There are a lot of crack pots, but no crock pots. Okay, let's have a minute. That's enough for that. Let's take a little point. Since I lived through